What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Podcast. Teach your parents
your children well, you really? Dinkus.
Your parents well?
Yeah.
Teach your children well, your father's help that you can live by.
Okay.
Anyways, well, Laura and I are sharing a mic right now. And it's just the two of us
today. You can see on Patreon that we're sharing a mic, and we were just pretending to be Hanson.
Yeah.
We just needed a third sister to do it. If Naz was here, we would make her sing Crosby, Stills, and we probably got the lyrics wrong.
I think that one's a Crosby, Stills, and Nash
one.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah. There's something about three brothers around one mic. Is it the same thing about three sisters around one mic? Like Haim?
Haim and...
Is it Haim or Haim?
Whatever Haim. You want it's it to Haim. Be. But also, like, Wilson Phillips?
Oh, yeah.
Hold on for one more day.
I'm sure there's a magic of three. And if you want to look at how much I've broken out on the one week where I didn't need to break out.
She's having a photo shoot tomorrow, guys. She's following in Naz's footsteps. She's booked a photo shoot for herself.
I booked a photo shoot for myself because I have decided that this will be my hot summer and I'm going to try and feel my hottest because I know we talk about aging a lot on this podcast.
And we talk about generational things.
I know. It's just like when you're 30, almost three, which I can't believe I'm almost 33. I'm having an identity crisis. So I just really want to like make sure I like look my best. So I want like, you know, I do sound like Naz, like I want good photos and stuff. But then like if I do go downhill next year when I'm 34, at least I tried for my 33, you know.
I remember when I told everybody that there was some study done and it was put in a glamour magazine, which would now be called like archaic.
Yeah.
It was like 15 years ago that I read this, that women reach their most beautiful physically, supposedly at 31.
Oh no.
And so I used to repeat that to myself all the time when I was in my 20s. I was like, I haven't even peaked yet.
We say this all the time, but like people are changing. Everything's changing. We're all living longer. We're all doing new treatments. But anyway, I'm breaking out like I'm 16 years old because I don't know why. So,
well, maybe because you keep touching your face.
Because I have these zit things on there and just feels like they're getting so much bigger underneath the zit patches. And I'm making sure they're not leaking. Okay. Well, if you guys want to look at us, we're together sharing a mic.
We look like we're going to say it again. We did the exact same thing last week. We look like we're 15.
It's because we have acne.
It's because like, our skin texture is just not all one. Like we have not like one color skin. It's
when,
just like all
when
just like
it's just the two of us and red. Naz's perfect skin is on the other end to compare it to.
Yeah,
you know?
I know.
I'm like, why is your face so tight and so poreless and has zero marks on it?
Her skin looks exactly the way that I thought your skin looked as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Which was like butt skin or not butt skin. Cause butt skin can get pimples.
I have a blackhead on my butt right now.
Yeah. Hunter was a little concerned about it. I took a look. Dermatologist Ashley.
I think you need to take a look again. It's not normal. I picked it. I got the blackhead out and then it's gotten like it expanded. Anyway,
well, I used to say that Lauren had arm skin, but now Naz has arm skin.
Naz has always had arm skin.
Yeah. Like she's got, it's what? It's so rude, you guys. You guys don't even know, but this is what she does to us sometimes. She'd be like, you guys, you see this pimple?
She's like, I'm going to the dermatologist immediately.
And it's like, we're like, what pimple? No, like literally, you guys, it's not like we're exaggerating. Like, she'll be like, do you see this little thing right here? And it is, you need a microscope.
A microscope, not a magnifying glass, no. A microscope. See it? And it's infuriating, but...
And we tell her to write this conversation right to her face. I say, it's rude, Naz. It's rude when you look at somebody who's had actual acne.
Yeah. Anyways.
Anyway, so I have a list of things that Lauren and I have come up with over the past 12 hours that we've been together. And we've saved the conversation for now.
Yeah.
We could have done our sister thing and just blah, 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 but we were like, let's save it for the podcast. Right. Lauren, I know you have a couple. So why don't you give us one? No. Because everybody likes you the most No, I like you the most.
I just remember one of them and it wasn't that good, but this is it. I've obviously, you know, skincare videos and all that stuff. They are talking about products that are for your face. Lotions, cleansers, foundations, concealer. People who are influencers or like skincare professionals or dermatologists even, they go, so this foundation, it just melts into the skin.
The skin.
Why the hell are you saying melts into the skin? You're putting it on your skin. We know you're putting it on your skin. Just say it melts. It's melting. It's really smooth. You don't need to specify it's on the skin or in the skin. And there was one TikTok I was watching yesterday. And this girl goes, she first starts with her lotion. It really goes into the skin. Oh, is it really going into your skin? No shit. It's going into your skin. It's going on your face very nicely. But yes.
Before tutorials, before YouTube or TikTok and all
this.
Ever referred to their skin as the skin? It's no. Kind of mm-mm. Like when you refer to pants as this pant. Have you ever been like, this pant when you're in a Macy's as a preteen buying pants?
Wait, something else. They say something so annoying.
You say pant now. You're like, oh, I love that pant.
That pant?
Yeah, because you like think you're a stylist.
I don't think so. You do. I think maybe I used to be when I was like a real big loser, okay? Really? Yeah, I don't think I say that anymore. Ooh, and a pant, I would say maybe is like a dress pant, okay? Because that's what you say. You don't say dress pants. You would say a dress pant.
We say dress pants, Lauren. Okay. Those are dress pants. But you know what? When you say the word pants a lot, I feel like it's a funny word.
I feel like when people say the into the skin thing, it's kind of like they're writing a thesis and you have a minimum wordage and you just got to keep adding words to fill the minimum wordage. So like you're filming this TikTok, you don't have a lot to say about like, oh, I'm putting this foundation on now. You're not going to be like, okay, I'm done. You got to keep talking about your foundations you're putting it on. So you're saying, so I'm putting on my foundation. It really is just melting into the skin. You know, like you do not need to keep talking. Just continue putting it on.
You are so, so right. I do want to give them a little credit. It kind of like completes the sentence.
This foundation is really going on well. I don't know.
There you go. But like, what if you said it really melts? If you say it really melts, is that a complete sentence?
This foundation is really...
This really melts in.
Is there another really word melts for melts, in. Though? Like, what are they... like, is there another...
It applies... Adjective? But they also say stuff like, it applies nicely, which is a complete sentence, period. It applies nicely.
Very nicely.
But they have to say,
In the skin.
Yeah. Or, you know what? It'd be a lot less annoying. If you say, it melts really well into my skin. Into my skin.
That's what it is.
Yeah,
that's
I know. It's the. Is. It's the fact that they're trying to make it sound like so scientific.
So scientific, yes. And that they're obviously like selling a product. Yeah. So it's not their skin, it's the skin.
Yeah.
Not like yours, mine, whatever. Yeah. So like,
I usually say your skin. I usually refer to my own as yours.
I like that a lot
more.
Yeah,
thank you. You're welcome. Because I don't think I've ever said that in any of my skin stuff. And I've done a lot.
Yeah, good. Good for you.
Thanks.
God, okay. Blood pressure's high. Okay.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting, but Skims has changed that. You know I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give. But what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Okay, this one is so controversial, guys, that I'm like honestly a little bit afraid to bring it up. I know.
Okay, well, I haven't heard of this one.
Lizzie and I were talking about it.
Okay.
And, you know, feminist Liz. And our friend Maura, she even texted it in our group message and nobody responded.
What is it? What is it?
I'm truly like concerned I should take this out.
Okay. Well, we always have that option.
Okay. Okay. It actually melds into two I don't get it. So I'm going to bring up the other I don't get it first. So step one of Ashley's I don't get it. We touched on this last week, and a few people were thankful that we did in the message board. Because we said people don't like it when they're not the discoverers, and like somebody's like this is my favorite. Oh my God, it's so good. It's so good. That people don't like to be told that something, they don't like to be demanded that something is good and that you should like it or that you will like it. Mm-hmm. But like, because people want to be the first people.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you want to be the first to discover something you like.
You don't want to be forced to do anything, first of all. So when someone's forcing you to watch a show, you're not going to like it as much as if you just put it on yourself.
But what happens when somebody tells you something a zillion times and they're like, it's so good, it's so good. I can't wait to you free to see it. I can't wait for you to introduce it. That's like when we love Bloody Bloody and you're like, can't wait for you to see it.
Yeah.
And you kept telling me like, you're going to be obsessed. You're going to be obsessed. For some reason, you can do that.
Yeah.
You can do that to me and it doesn't annoy me. But if somebody else were like, Ashley, you've got to see this. Like when people, that's Hamilton, basically, you know? Oh my God, it's the most amazing thing you'll ever see. And I'm like, I don't really want to see it now.
Yeah.
Why do we do this as a human species? I don't think it's just us, especially since we got some comments.
It's because, you do it all the time.
I do it all the time, but I do it to you.
And you do it to Jared.
You mean like it's so good, you got to see it?
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Like you're going to think it's so funny. You got to watch this video.
I know. So I wish everyone does get passionate about it.
You want to share things that you think they're going to enjoy. Yeah. That's it. You're just trying to be nice.
Yeah, but why do we as receivers not receive that well?
Because no one likes to be forced into anything or think anything a certain way.
They want to decide their feelings for it
correct
on their own.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I think.
Well, that's like this new Jonas song that's about to be released on April 7th. Mm-hmm. The first song is fine. It's not even a full 2-minute song, the first one that they released.
So the one you posted on your Instagram today, is that the one going to be released?
House, which is going to be released.
Okay, great.
You think that sounds pretty
very
dope, right?
Good, very
okay,
good.
Right? Yeah. That's not even the chorus, Lauren.
Okay. This is like,
see, I'm doing
this
it. Is I'm doing
a,
it as we're
this
talking
is just
about
a continuation of last week's podcast.
I think that there's more to elaborate on. I even think we finished last week's podcast by me saying, I think there's more to elaborate on.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so yeah, this song will come out. And everybody, it will be a huge, I think that like it's going to be bigger than Sucker was. And it's just going to be like, oh, okay. I saw it first. Like, oh, why is it annoying to me?
Okay, this is what you're doing. You're telling everyone about
this. This is not the mic drop moment, guys. This is all leading up to like the foundation of why I feel that mic drop moment.
But so you are telling everyone about this, Jonas. So you're not the last of the party, and everyone wants to think, oh, Ashley did tell me it was going to be good.
It was going to be awesome. I think I am doing that for sure. Because I need to be an early adapter. Okay, so I needed to be an early adopter. I need to be like, I'm the one who discovered this. I just want you to know I was first. Why do I crave being the first? What is this just me, though? Or do other people love things more when they were the first to like them first?
Yes, you're correct. I think 99% of people like it more when they discover it for themselves or first. Yeah, of course.
But why?
Because people like to win, and it's basically being
that's
first
what I
prize.
Thought.
Yeah,
I was trying to really break down this argument last night in my head before bed, and it has to do with competition, right?
Actually, everyone who's ever done anything has or like a song, like, well, you know, I like their first album. I got their first album, and I was actually a fan before the first album, and I saw them before. Like what we do with fucking Pete Davidson, we actually saw him at the Comedy
Cellar. But that annoys me too. Yeah. Like, why do I feel like I own Pete Davidson? Because Lauren, me, and Maura, we saw him when he was like 19, and I know we've talked about this before. But all of us looked at each other, girls who are much older than him, and when I mean much, you know, girls that he would definitely date, but like five, six years. And we were like, this man will be a star. Yeah. And now I have to tell everybody that I said it first. It's Aaron Tveit, you know, my favorite Broadway star, Tony winner. I saw him when he was 19. Oh, I was 19. He was like 23. And I was like, that man will be a star. And now he's a Tony winner. I got to tell everyone this. And it's like a flaw. This is my fatal flaw with that TikTok
Maybe
trend.
Maybe you just should have been a talent scout. Because you find a lot of joy in it.
I'm on a rocket.
Yeah. Okay.
It's
that's
Tracy Morgan's skit, that's you guys. Right, yeah. An old SNL one. Anyway, Tracy Morgan's on a rocket to try 30 days for free of Rocket Money. Actually, you can get Rocket Money completely free, but if you want like the amplifications of it, guys, you can use our code, which is, well, actually, it's a URL. So listen to this real quick. Rocketmoney.com/get it. Rocketmoney.com/credit. So then we'll go backtrack and tell you guys what Rocket Money is. We just assume that if you listen to this, you know what Rocket Money is because Lauren and I love it. And we talk about the funny stories about our dad texting us things about how he's like, excuse me, guys, but these are the things that I've realized that I still pay for you all and you're in your 30s. And I know this because of Rocket Money.
It's kind of nuts because on average, a person has 12 paid subscriptions
that they don't use.
And that is so much money. Even if each one is like, I don't know, $3 or something, that's so much money just throwing out the door. So Rocket Money,
We have a stat on that. What? $80 a month on subscriptions.
That's shocking. That's literally.
Well, they think that they spend $80, but actually it's usually closer to $200 on subscriptions.
See, that is so much wasted money, and Rocket Money helps you find those subscriptions, and they make it very, very easy to cancel. Everything is done in the Rocket Money app. And Rocket Money is formerly known as Truebill, and it's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills all in one place.
Yeah, so it's not just for finding and canceling subscriptions, although that is what it's known for, because it shocks people, really.
But it really helps you keep your finances organized all in one place, and over 3 million people have used Rocket Money and saving the average person up to $720 a year.
I think it's saved Dad just $200 on SiriusXM. He realized that he had like all these different like Sirius accounts. Oh, also, Dad, you like kind of, you know,
he only listens
to
like 3
attention
channels.
To too many things.
Yeah, it's okay. You know, you get used to it. Like, you just live in your life and you subscribe for things and you just assume everything's taken care of.
All right. So anyways, stop throwing your money away.
We yap a lot. Stop throwing your money away. Cancel unwanted subscriptions and manage your expenses the easy way by going to rocketmoney.com/get it. That's rocketmoney.com/get it. Rocketmoney.com/get it.
So inside scoop here, a little Ashley doesn't know if she should say this out loud because the Jonas Brothers might hear this podcast. But I think that, well, the first single is good. I like it. Yeah. I would have liked it if it was on the album.
Okay.
I don't think it should have been. I think it teased very well. Remember how when we first heard it?
I don't know what. I don't know the song.
The first song? You don't know the song?
I have never heard it.
You have, because when we were in L.A., we got the teaser and we were like, I like both sides of that song. But we were like, it doesn't seem like.
Oh, okay. I remember. Yeah.
I'm just going to play a little snippet of it for you.
Okay, everyone. You're getting a little intermission for Jonas Brothers music.
It's like, you want an intermission it?
No.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. Wings.
Okay.
Okay, now Lauren has heard the single Wings.
Yeah.
I'm sorry if I'm concentrating on this.
You are a psychotic person.
Okay. I am. But listen.
What is
Where's
your question?
Going with this? I don't even know.
If that one should have been the single or the other one, you want to be a single picker. That's what you just
said.
Oh,
I want to be a single picker. No, that's a great song, but yeah. There could have been a better option. I think they chose that because it said, I don't
your
know what's wrong with me.
Your breath is so close to me right now. It's crazy.
I'm so sorry. Okay, can I just say, I think what's stressing me out is this song Waffle House is going to be such a big hit, and I discovered it first, and absolutely. I need to learn to enjoy
you
that.
You just went to the first concert.
I know. It was me and 1,400 people.
Now, this is how I feel about the fucking 1975.
Okay.
This drives me nuts.
About this because I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that feel the 1975.
Okay. Like, the 1975 had a huge... Like, come up. Like, there was the
first... You know
first,
what? Just tell people what happened.
I think I already told people what happened.
No, you didn't.
I'm sure I have.
You wanted to do this, so do it.
Okay, I will tell them. Okay. I was going to tell them. Okay, I'm sure I've said this before, though, so sorry for boring you guys.
I don't think so.
1975 had a huge come up. Honestly, Maura found them earlier with their first album, but there was obviously tons of fans before it. And then the first album came with the mass hysteria. They were, like, playing... Big clubs.
Yeah.
And that's what we were seeing, big clubs.
Yeah.
And then during the big club era, we followed into three different venues. Yeah. And I was lucky enough to have had sexual encounters with Maddie Healy. Okay.
Okay, Lauren did it.
Yes. So I did it. They were getting off the stage and I just stood by the gate while they were like walking to the back.
I was privileged enough.
Okay. So then they're walking to the back and then I was like, Maddie, hi. And then he grabs his security guard and goes, get that girl's number. And then he texted me after the show. And then I went to Philly to go meet up with him on the tour bus. And then we made out on the tour bus for a long time and drink red wine. And then we went to his hotel room where I had sex with him, but also I had my period.
Mm-hmm. And he didn't mind it. We're actually not going to be this graphic. We'll just say he didn't mind it.
Okay. But like, it wasn't, but like eventually it wasn't great. It was too much. Like it was the first fucking day of explosion. Like it was not good, guys. So then like, it was like a whole thing. Anyways. So that was during their big club era. And then their second album came out. And he had a girlfriend and they got even bigger. And then they started playing stadiums. What are they called? What's the thing before stadiums?
Arenas.
And then he started playing arenas and we would go to the shows and then more and more people liked them. And then more and more people talking about them. And now their fucking like fourth album came out now this year. And
do you listen?
I don't really listen to it. Cause it's weird for me. Like I wouldn't want like Hunter listening to an album of someone he hooked up with all the time, but I'm not doing it for Hunter. I'm just doing it because I think it's weird and kind of annoying because
they got so famous.
They got so famous. All these people are literal, like every single person from the age of like 14 to 30 is obsessed with them right now. And he's not even in his prime. He's lost his prime. Just going to say it. Had him in his prime. Just going to say it. So then I feel frustrated that everyone's obsessed with him. And I got to scroll by all these TikToks. It's like, you don't want to look at someone like that. I don't know. Nothing ever came from it. It was just like one night and that's annoying. And that's my Maddie Healy annoying thing, but it's not because I discovered it.
The first half, like you towards the first half of the fandom.
And now it's just so like it's the mainstream media, mainstream. And it's not even like, you know, a subgenre at all. It's just mainstream.
Yeah. Okay.
But their music is fucking good now. Like really fucking good.
Yeah, I know. I think I need to listen to them
it's
now.
Really it's really good. And it's annoying. And that's all.
But they started getting really good when you were...
Their second album was incredible.
Is that the one with the bop that I like?
Yes.
Yeah. What is it called? Something Lights?
The sound.
And lights, sound, you know. Yeah. Lights, sound, action.
The
action.
Sound. Anyway, yeah. It's really, really good. They're really, really good. Got to give it to them.
Okay, so I guess we just have a thing where we just want to win and just be talent scouts. Now, okay, so my mic drop moment is this.
Oh, what's up, Jill, our cousin Jill. We FaceTimed, Maddie FaceTimed her in the hotel room. It was iconic. Oh, and I know Jill's listening.
That's pretty cool. I feel still scared saying this.
What?
Okay, it's this. It's like everybody's eagerness to see the Taylor Swift concert.
Ah, indeed. Okay, that was on my list to talk about the Taylor Swift concert.
No, you yes. And I both?
Yes, yes, I was on my list. It's first of all, the Taylor Swift, I personally, this is very personal. Like, I know like everyone's going out there and going to see this concert.
I know.
But it's just such a huge venue.
It's too big.
It's almost too big. And I would almost rather have like six nights at arenas.
Of course, but she can't do that.
I know. It's just so big. So like, what are you going there for? To see a tiny little ant?
Lauren, that's exactly what I mean. Okay. So first off, there's a couple things here. One, people are making it such a thing. Like, it's such a thing that mm-hmm. you have to do that I don't want to do it now.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Getting tickets was such a thing. And I was like, don't want to bother.
Yeah. Everyone's like, did you try? I'm like, I'm not going to try.
I'm not going to take effort in this.
I mean, like, we take effort to see our other concerts.
That's what I mean. What's wrong with me?
No, it's just because. It's
we can agree that it's as our favorite artist, right? There's no artist where we like that many songs.
But she's my favorite artist because of the lyrics, not for her performance.
Exactly, Lauren. So that's why I'm like, I don't need to see her because when an album. Okay. So that's what's weird. It's not weird. I understand, but I think a lot of people wouldn't understand. When her albums come out, it truly is something like, oh my God, this is a moment. Like,
Let me get my notebook out. Get all the lyrics going.
But when she goes on tour, this is not a moment for me per se, because like, she's just not one of those people that I need to see live. I don't think.
I don't
like,
need to see
her live. It doesn't fulfill me. Like now going to a boy band concert, it fulfills me. Even when I'm married and even when they're married, it doesn't matter. For some reason, there's an adrenaline rush and there's a youth. There's like a euphoric thing. There's like a nostalgic thing. Mm-hmm.
There's also like usually...
there's some sort of thrill.
I don't know. There's some kind of thrill of it. I don't know how to place it because it's not like there's choreography. It's not like they're bending over and reaching for your hand like Nick Carter or anything. It's not like... I don't know. Not that I'm going to hook up with Nick Carter.
Hand, just, I'm like,
if Taylor touched my hand, I'm like, okay, thank you, peer.
Exactly. Thank you, sister. You know?
Yeah, like you are literally exactly my age and like I'm reaching for your hand and you're a woman. I don't know. I don't feel the fandom.
Yeah.
But I think it's kind of cool to see people's outfits that are going. I think there's some amazing outfits. I'm going to give them credit.
But then I'm thinking, is this more of like a fashion show?
Is this Coachella now?
Is this... That's it. Mike, that was the mic drop moment. Let's leave. That's it, Lauren.
Is it Coachella now?
Yeah.
You're just going to a big venue and walk around just to look at other people's clothes, not to actually listen to music.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's all about your Instagram post for the event.
Yeah.
And not so much the event. Because when you get there, unless you're in like the front half of the orchestra, the first 20 rows even.
Yeah.
You're not going to provide me any... I don't think you're going to feel it deeply.
No, I think that it's cool. Like we went to NSYNC concerts at stadiums when we were younger. Like the first, like that NSYNC concert stadium was cool because I was 9, 10.
Yeah.
And like seeing everyone's outfits and all the older girls, like it was very cool. So I know that a lot of kids, this is their first concert. And I'm like, that would be very cool.
That would be very cool. Yeah. And that was like when we went to Britney concerts. We were very at the end, but it was very cool. It was just like a novelty thing.
Yeah.
And I guess like
getting your t-shirt, it's fun when you're a kid or like a
you never
preteen.
Get dressed up.
You get to wear glitter and everything. Yeah. So it's very fun for them. I'm not knocking them. I'm just saying personally, very personally, as a 30, almost 30 year old, got to keep getting used to saying 33.
Yeah. Wait, you're 33?
I'm going to be 33.
Well, okay. Yeah. You're halfway there.
I don't know. Just got to get used to it. I don't feel like getting dressed up to go walk around and just like kind of almost be like, oh, my outfit's not as good as that one. Like, that's why I don't go to Coachella.
Yeah. So when people are like, are you going to try to go? I'm like, first off, I'm not going to plan my summer or wherever it is, because I can't believe she's on tour like in the middle of like,
yeah,
her first date was still in the winter. Yeah. I know that she's like in warm weather places, but I'm like, okay, I'm not going to plan my weeks in summer around it. So like when the day comes, if someone's like, hey, I have an extra ticket, or I find
and
a ticket
close
for,
by, you don't have to fly to it.
Yeah, yeah. Like that's what I'm saying. Like yeah. if it's Boston. A Boston show and somebody's like, I have a ticket. It's like,
well, no one's going to give you a ticket after listening to this.
No, but that's, yeah, that's so true.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
But I would like to go.
Yeah.
I'd like to go.
Like,
you guys, one time, I got to tell
just
you this.
One time,
my dad on a cruise, we asked him to go to the solarium party as he was so drunk.
I think it started
it was the
at
first time
like
that,
10
like,
o'clock.
I've ever really think I've seen him where I was like, oh my God, I think dad had a little much to drink.
We just said, Dad, we're headed up to the slam party. And we're like, do you want to go? You want to come? He goes, I'd like to go.
Yeah.
So now anytime we'd like to go somewhere, we say, I'd like to go.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, but I'd like to go. And, you know, and I can wear a cute thing and I can go. But, like, I'm not going to be like, oh, my God.
Right. All right. Point made. We love you, Taylor, still. But just not, you know, we're not, like, making the effort. Okay.
Also, like, how many sparkle dresses are we going to have?
It's a lot of sparkles.
It's a lot of sparkles.
And is it just because of, like, sparkling and mirror ball and stuff?
I think she should have just done it for mirror ball and for that, and then
I think there's a couple
other just textures I would have, yeah. You know, there's 44 outfit change, or there's 44 songs, and there's like even I don't know how many outfit changes there are.
I'm just gonna say this one last one thing. What the hell, like Ash and I were already talking about this, but there are so many stage costumes you could wear. Why are
That's
we still going for shimmering bodysuits with short hot pants? When are we going to go for... I think that's been the standard for female artists for over 30 years. Just a onesie, sparkly jumpsuit. Like, you could literally wear whatever you want. Like, Katy Perry brought it, you know?
Yeah. Well, and then I also just want to say, really respect to the Taylor. To the Taylor. For 44 songs. It's over 3 hours long.
She like, crammed
she's
them
delivering.
Yes.
I know she's delivering. And she's putting on a show. It's kind of like a circus. The one person I thought of, because when I thought of, like, female things, because mm-hmm. normally you and I want to, like, go and, like, make eyes with the boys. Mm-hmm. But with females, we did get very emotional at a Lady Gaga concert. And because that is like us, that's a concert that I felt like that's a performance.
That was a performance. And she knows that.
Yeah.
She knows that.
See, I'm going to a Broadway show when I see Lady Gaga, but maybe you're right. Maybe I'm going to a Broadway show and I see Taylor now. I just haven't seen Taylor too many times.
Like we said, Taylor Swift songs should have been put into a musical.
Yes, they should. A Britney musical is coming out soon.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Everyone has an album who's going to have a musical.
This podcast is brought to you by BetterHelp. And speaking of me in this transitional period of life, me feeling like I'm boring, that I have nothing to bring to the table. Well, actually, that's different. I feel like that's different. I do think that I bring things to the table. I just don't think that I'm like, the most interesting person. And obviously, becoming a mother is a big, huge life change. We even had a whole podcast on it a couple months ago. But because moments like these happen, it's always good to know that therapy is there for you, to talk it through, to figure it out, because we're always growing and changing. And therapy can help deepen your self-awareness and your understanding about yourself, about the world around you. Because sometimes we want to know like why we do the things we do, that we react the way that we do, and we don't until we talk it through, which is sometimes like what we do on this podcast, because we literally just figured some things out today.
Yeah, you just need to like have someone to gab to, and then if you have that person, just to kind of have a train of thought with, it'll make you feel so much better. Also, what's great about BetterHelp is that you can do it in your bed. You can literally just open your computer and do it in your bed, feel super cozy, and just kind of like feel like you're calling a friend who you can vent to, and then they are there for you. It's very easy to schedule. If you feel like you don't feel like doing therapy that day, you can always move it to the next day or move it up. Or
yeah, they're really convenient and flexible like that. They suit to your schedule, and you can get matched with a therapist very quickly, and then you can switch therapists at any time with no additional charge. And Lauren totally knows the importance of driving with a therapist. Mm-hmm. She's had to, you know, switch a couple times in her life.
Just for like different stages in your life and stuff. Yeah. So anyways, discover your potential with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/get it today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/get it. And this show is brought to you by BetterHelp.
Okay.
Okay. Now we're going to go on. We're going to go on to Harry Styles and Emily Ratajkowski.
We are.
Because what is interesting was the day they were seen making out in France.
France?
It was in France.
No, it was in Tokyo.
Tokyo? Tokyo. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. The day before, he was in France. Oh,
okay.
Having a concert. If TikTok is giving me wrong information, you guys can just let me know. But the day before.
Okay. I'll just say again. The makeout session that has been seen by everyone, Tokyo.
In Tokyo. The day before, he had a concert in France, I do believe. Emily Ratajkowski and Olivia Wilde were sitting next to each other dancing.
No way. Yes. Claps for greatness.
Like, how crazy is that?
Emily was sitting there being like, little does she know.
Exactly. She's looking over like, I'm going to get this man. Yes. They were dancing together to the Harry Styles songs. Yes.
At the Harry Styles concert.
I just sent it to Lizzie.
This is obviously wrong.
It could be wrong.
Lauren, not the day before.
Oh, okay, hold on. Why,
it wouldn't be the day before, but I believe that they did it.
Oh, sorry. So sorry.
Yeah.
Hold on. Me knowing that Emily Ratajkowski was at Harry's show in Paris. Oh. Yeah. Okay, so it wasn't the day before.
Her and Olivia
were just dancing.
Oh, they just happened to be, you know, months prior.
Okay, sorry.
They both look so pretty there.
They look great.
Wow.
So, wow. Yeah.
But, like, she was definitely standing there.
Like, I will get him one day. Yeah.
Wow.
The kiss looked terrible. We all see it. I don't know whose end it was, whose fault it was. It could have been just a very drunk makeout. It looked terrible.
We don't have footage of it. We just have a picture.
Yes, we do.
We have video? God
damn it, Ashley.
I'm so old.
She only kisses people in public. She just wants everyone to know who she's kissing.
All right, my live reaction. This is my live reaction to watching the Emily and Harry kiss. She doesn't look that into it.
No. She keeps pulling him back in because I think she wants everyone to take pictures of it.
He's not holding. He's got his hand there, but that doesn't seem like...
There's more.
Interesting.
But there you go.
Well, okay. Theories. He knew the camera was there and he didn't want to be kissing her. Mm-hmm. So he was like going to downplay it as much as possible.
Yeah.
But it definitely comes off as like he's not that into it.
I think that they're just going to have sex and I don't think they're going to date or anything. But he did say on some talk show, they were like, was your celebrity crush?
A while back.
Yeah, a while back. So he's just going to, you know, they're going to check some boxes and that's okay. They can do their thing.
Yeah. I don't think this is like a forever thing. She's really hitting all the guys.
Now, going off from Harry...
Does that sound bad for me to say?
Yes.
But I don't mean it in a bad way. I mean, like...
She's checking off some great options.
She got single, and she was like, guess what I can do?
Oh.
Everything.
Everything. Everything. Yeah. Now, going off from Harry into Zayn. Zayn and Selena.
Okay, Zayn and Selena. What is she doing?
Well, I mean, I get it.
I mean, he's hot for sure, but like, you know, he's not like some marriage material. And I feel like that's what she wants. But maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe we're not. We don't know what these people want. We're going to say that, but we're going to speculate that this is going to cause even more tension in the Hadid Jenner area that we already just squashed, even because Hailey Bieber is part of that.
Why
Jenner
do I
Hadid.
Feel like when I saw this immediately in my head, I was like, oh, this isn't good. He dated Haley, and it's like, no, he didn't date Haley, silly.
But I know.
That's how close the relationship feels.
That's how close they are.
Is that how close they are? Haley and the Hadids?
Yeah.
Are they really
close? Yeah. They're very close. More so Bella, I think.
Oh, really?
But that's her baby daddy. Yeah, that's like 1 degree.
Yeah.
Think about a degree of separation.
No, I know. The fact that they're always bonded. They're going to see each other for the rest of their
lives. Like anyone else, we just squashed the Haley-Selena stuff, which was very stressful for me.
Because Lauren just loves Haley so much.
I don't love her. I just think that people are attacking her on crazy made up grounds. Like, I think that people are stretching what they're seeing.
Well, Kylie said, okay, Lauren, clarify.
I don't even know.
Really?
Dude, I don't even know.
I was trying to ask Lizzie about these stats.
Yeah.
So I think what happened was Selena got on social. She said, oh my God, so I got my eyebrows over laminated.
Yes. And then
Kylie, a couple hours later, Kylie was accidentally Snapchat or snap or not Snapchatted.
She like screenshot a video of her on FaceTime with Haley showing their each other's eyebrows or something.
Like, I made a mistake or something, or I messed up, and that words are over her eyebrow.
I think even if they were making fun of Selena's eyebrows, heaven forbid. Friends kind of make fun of someone else's exes.
Yeah, I know, right?
We all come on, do it.
We all do it. The question here, though, that is actually wrong about it, in my opinion,
is posting.
Is the post, which seems like it would but be it an also, accident. Just as, why are you posting that?
Just as much as it seems like, okay, we do. We all make fun of people's friends and exes and all that stuff. We're all not holy. We do this stuff. Some people are better than others, but some people obviously do it, okay? Is just as plausible as them not even knowing Selena posted about her eyebrows and they were just a cute little FaceTime thing. It's
definitely
could be one or the other. But if we're literally getting into all this World War III over an eyebrow post, we need to get our lives together.
Yes.
But I think there was more stuff that kept like kind of unraveling. But I'm not even sure what that is, quite honestly. I just kept scrolling past it. I'm like, this is so over.
If they were making fun of Selena, there's no way that she was going to post it. Like, Kylie's not stupid. Yeah. Nor does she herself have a vendetta, I'm sure, against her.
Yeah.
It's.
I'm sure it's just Haley being like, oh my God. I don't think she did. I just don't think.
I think they're just weird odds.
Weird odds.
Weird coincidence.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'm sorry if I've been annoying. I really feel like I've over-explained myself in this podcast.
No, you're fine. This is who you are.
I know. And I think I'm annoyed by myself.
No.
You guys, as I get older, I get more insecure about...
Ah, so you're going through puberty.
Because you guys know that I'm never insecure, right?
Yes. You're never insecure. And I'm always like, I'm just going to say this one thing and then you could totally have your podcast back.
No, everybody, including myself, would rather hear you. I just feel like I'm annoying and I haven't felt that in a long time. Mm-hmm. But I definitely know that this is a motherhood transition.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't found myself really annoying. I've always been like fully accepting of my annoyance and stuff. But until now, and I'm like, you should shut up.
No, I think you're fine. I mean, obviously you're not acting any different to me. You're just being more hyper aware of everything you're saying.
I think I get really excited in social environments now.
Ah, that's what it is. That's
you know?
What it is.
Or I'm just like, oh my God, somebody to talk to. Let's talk.
Yeah.
And then I end up like talking too much.
Uh-huh. I get that. You do that, but it's okay.
I know.
No, that's good.
No, it's
I
not
never,
good.
Actually, I don't ever talk. So it's nice that you want to over talk.
Mom was always like, Lauren says she's very quiet, very quiet. And I'm like, what do you mean? I don't know. Lauren's never quiet to me.
I don't know.
You think that you're quiet around mom?
I feel like I'm quiet around mom because I know mom what she wants to talk about.
She wants to talk about drama.
She wants to talk about drama. She wants to talk about like babies and like drama. She wants to talk about drama. Okay.
So not our family drama. Some like, right.
Any kind. She's like wants me to tell her like a deep dark secret about like my relationship or something, and then she can go and I don't give it to her really, so then there's nothing to talk about. And also 90% of our relationship growing up was discussing boys and texting and what do I say and stressing out and all this stuff, and now I don't really have that, so now we don't really talk about a lot.
Well, that's sad.
Yes, it's sad.
Well, Lauren,
don't you agree?
No, I have.
Well, because you have plenty to talk about.
Apparently,
because you just talk about Dawson, just like you can talk to Bubby because you have Dawson. Like, I don't have anything to say. I'm like, well, I'm just trying to work all day so I can finally sit down and eat something. I just want...
Maybe you just have a simple life,
okay,
Lauren.
I think I just have a simple life, and also my... I have tunnel vision all day. It's just the end of the day.
Well, you also don't experience... This is what I feel like sometimes I'm boring, because you know how you've always had this insecurity that you're boring?
Yes.
Well, so like now my day... I'm boring. Used to be like, I don't know, more variety. I used to go out more on my own and like it just observe people a little bit more. And then I would like be on the internet a little bit more and find interesting things like about that. But now when I'm playing every day or just working, I feel like I don't have anything to discuss besides like what I experience in the day.
Yes.
Which is, I feel like maybe less.
Yes.
So then I feel boring conversations. So maybe you also.
I feel the same, Ashley. I felt this way for like almost a year and a half now. All I do is I do people's hair until I'm done doing people's hair. And all I want to do is scroll on my phone or watch TV. And I only think about what I want to eat at the end of the night. That's all I think about. And then like I used to have a new like one of those Maddie Healy stories every other week to tell someone about something or some drama. But now I'm just like, well. Yeah, just worked, and that's about it.
That's why I lived for getting drunk at the Jonas concert and discovering a new song and thinking that Joe was hot again.
I mean, like, I know Naz has, like, a great point, and, like, she really... First of all, Naz would have great stories because of her job.
Of course,
secondly, she also books trips on her own to weird-ass places.
Yeah.
So, like, I could easily do that, but then I would, you know, then I'd go with Hunter, and then Hunter and I would probably just... I don't know. Then we wouldn't tell each other about our day because we were together, you know? So I would tell you about it and I'd tell my clients about it and the coolest things I did, but it wouldn't like, you know, I wouldn't have much talked about with Hunter. But my thing is not saying, I don't have a lot to say it to peers and like you or mom because I'm just doing the same thing every day.
Well, I wonder if people around our age are all feeling this way.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of them are, but like they're, yeah, probably.
We that's all have to like, I guess, book adventures.
We have to book adventures.
You know, dude,
that's like with
look
Maura,
at the gorillas in the eyes.
I know. That's like with Maura, like when we were having that lunch and you guys were talking about like buying houses and stuff. I'm like, I'm gonna die. I'm gonna die.
Lauren got a little rude. We were at breakfast with our friend and her husband, and they were talking about like where they want to settle with the baby.
It's
like,
just because the conversation went in a circle for like an hour.
It did, but
and
it's
I'm like,
interesting because Jared and I effed that up. You know, we experienced that. We experienced buying a house and it being a mistake and having to buy a new one.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know. I feel like I'm used to like more exciting stories. And if those are the kind of things I need to talk about for the rest of my life, I'm going to crack.
So what are we going to do?
We got to book a gorilla trek.
You know what? We should.
Should we do it?
No, we're too nervous. We're too worried about safety.
Fine.
Okay? I'm like, oh God, I have to tell mom and dad that we're going to... You want to know what's
like,
embarrassing?
You're 35.
I'm 35. And you know what?
You're worried about telling mom and dad you're going to go on
a
gorilla
trek. I'm going
to
say something. First off, gorilla trek is actually dangerous, but like so is the New York subway.
Yeah.
So the other day.
You're more likely of going in your car than getting attacked by a gorilla. Getting hit by a car than getting attacked by a gorilla.
Probably.
Yeah.
But Lizzie was, she texted me. She's like, we could take the train tonight.
Yeah.
And I was like, no. Shit. I was like, I would probably be down to take the train.
But you have a
but
baby.
Then I have to tell Jared.
No, you don't I'd have the guilt,
you know, of like, what if I die in the train? And then like, you know, what if there's a stabbing down there?
Yeah.
And then I'd have to tell mom and dad out of guilt and being like consciousness and being like, I got to tell my mom and dad that I'm taking the subway at 35. What's wrong
never,
with me?
They would never let you.
They would never let me. They'd be like, Ashley, you have a death wish?
But also,
you're going to take the New York City subway.
This is also the thing that we say, oh, they never let you. Who? I always think that's grown up. Who the hell is going to stop you? Text you, don't do it. You know, that you could have done it.
But then I'd feel
but
guilty.
But it's your
that's
own mind.
They wouldn't want me to do it. So why would I do something that my parents and my husband don't want me to do? You know what Jared even told me? Like, Jared's such a freaking, like, hilarious person because he hates, like, any sort of public transportation, including...
Because he thinks
Ubers.
It's dangerous?
Yeah, he just wants to be in control of every mode of transportation, you know? Yeah. So he doesn't like Ubers. And in addition to like him not liking the driving skills of a lot of Uber drivers, he also doesn't like being in the back seat because it makes him sick. So he tells me, ironically, like Lizzie goes, let's take the train. And Jared tells me before like my train takes off from Rhode Island to New York, he goes, just...
you know what? When you're going to the concert tonight, get yourself an Uber XL, okay? Oh, okay. He's like, get an Uber Black XL. Just spend the money because it's safe and it's comfortable.
He's so suburbs. So suburbs. Everyone that lives in the city right now is like laughing at you guys.
I know. And I was like, Jared, that's fine. I do not need that. And he's like, no. Do it for me. You know, okay. I really appreciate you being that. And I'm like,
okay. That's fine. Don't argue with that.
I know. It's just ironic.
Yeah, definitely. And look, what's the difference between being on a train, like an Amtrak train, and like a subway? I mean, I guess
just being down there. Yeah. And, you know, he had just seen Scream twice.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it. Scream 6.
Lauren, you caught my attention when you were talking about how often you think about what you're going to eat at the end of the day.
Yes, and 95% of it is I want pizza, macaroni and cheese, something terrible. And the only way I supplement that shit is with AG1 by Athletic Greens.
We love Athletic Greens, because it gets all our nutrition in one slurp, basically.
Because I don't want to take pills or like vitamins because I get nervous that it's going to upset my stomach. So I take my AG1 by Athletic Greens, and that makes sure that I'm healthy and I'm not looking like a corpse with absolutely zero vitamins in my body.
Exactly. So you can have your macaroni and cheese, but know that you had your vitamins and your goodness earlier on in the day. It's recommended that you drink AG Greens. It's recommended that you take AG1. It's a powder supplement. You just can mix it in water. You can also put it in a smoothie. But they say that you should probably most effectively do it in the morning. You could have it around coffee time. And on an empty-ish stomach, of course, if that doesn't make you feel okay. I mean, what's nice about it. It's not vitamins. You can have it on an empty stomach. You're not going to feel any different. But if you're like me and Lauren, you're like a little weird and you feel like you need like a little substance before you put anything in there, you know, make it with a smoothie or anything like that. AG1 has been part of millions of people's mornings since 2010. Some of the things you'll notice from it is increased energy, mood support. You're going to get 75 vitamins, minerals, and whole food source ingredients with just this scoop. And you're also, you know, we have to throw it in there because we're vain. Healthier looking skin, hair, and nails.
Yeah. So if you're looking for an easier way to take supplements like me, Athletic Greens is giving you a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. So go to athleticgreens.com/get it. That's athleticgreens.com/get it. Check it out.
Here's another full circle moment where I'm a little annoyed at a term that is different than the term that we discovered and originated, Lauren. Right here on this podcast, we even made sweatshirts. It said, he grossed me out, right? Grossed me out. But now it's all, gave me the ick.
Yeah.
Which makes total sense, just a different word.
It's a way catchier way of saying it.
You think so?
Yeah.
You agree that
the ick, yeah.
You think it's better than ours?
It is.
Why do I feel like he grossed me out? Like, really, it just does it better for me, personally.
He grossed me out and he gave me the ick. It's the exact same thing.
It's the exact same thing. But when people say he gave me the ick, I was like, I discovered that, okay? It's called he grossed me out.
Yeah. You just touched my arm fat. No. Yeah, I guess that's true. We did have a sweatshirt, you know?
You know?
Gave me the ick.
What if we made a sweatshirt years ago called "He gave me the ick," and like we would have.
It's not trademarked though. The ick isn't trademarked.
Yeah.
So.
I guess so.
But it's such a great term. I wish I had it when I was in seventh grade when everyone gave me the ick like really fast. Oh, it's the worst feeling, and I'm just so blessed that you can't get it when you know someone so well. I don't think. I mean, I know we've talked about this, but I don't think you can get the ick from someone.
I don't think so.
You've been with for 5 years.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
That's great, but it's definitely an early dating thing.
Yeah. Oh, wait, someone did something that was so icky. I guess I'm thinking about The Bachelor, because everyone's making these ick videos.
Yes, that's what this originated. This is why I put on my list today, because one of the girls that works at Audrey's, she was like, have you seen all the ick videos?
What's his name?
Zach.
Okay. Yeah, so Zach is getting a lot of ick because he does ick
things. What does he do?
Him like dancing on that boat with his little short like swim trunks, and the way he kissed Gabby on the forehead was really icky. And just like a lot of faces he makes. He has given so many girls icks that he has become a misogynist.
But guess what? I think that he gets the ick from girls, which a lot of guys don't feel like they can really, they have no idea what we're talking about. And then you can see his facial expression show the ick immediately. And then he's like, goodbye.
I wonder if it's different though, like an ick or like a immediate red flag.
Well, for me, for him, in my opinion of him,
you think
he just doesn't like it when people don't agree with him.
That's really not a great quality.
He doesn't really like it when people like aren't on the same page as him. And he's like, I'd rather just be with somebody who agrees with me all the time.
I guess when you're finding a wife, you should have a lot of the same qualities.
Why are we doing the Nick voice?
You know what? Because we're talking about The Bachelor and we're a little hesitant to cause some issues. You know?
Yeah. Well, tonight's the finale, the night that Lauren and I are recording this, and I'm truly excited. It's really fun when you're not spoiled.
Yeah, really, really good. And you know what? Even what's enjoyable every time, even if it is spoiled, now, since so many people are not staying together, you get the fun of the after the final rose if they're still together, even if you chose the girl or the girl chose the guy, you know? So we get to see if they're still together, whoever he picks.
After the final rose is always what's fun.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, back in the day when we started watching, it was always like, oh my god!
Who does he pick?
Who's he pick? And it's so magical. But then after the final rose, like, I can't wait to see them together.
Yes.
Be so cute.
Yeah.
And now it's like, okay, I can't wait to see the
tension. They made it 3 months?
Oh, good stuff.
Great stuff.
All right. I feel like you had one more thing on your list.
Let me check. I don't know. I don't think so.
I think so.
Feeling into the skin.
It's the skin.
I know who killed me.
And that's another random note in Lauren's phone. I know who killed me. A lighter.
I need a 20 volume lightener. 20 volume developer.
And I know who killed me.
And I know who killed me.
Yep. Who killed you?
I don't know. But that was an I don't get it for sure. And I know who killed me.
You should probably just put in whole notes of I don't get it. So okay. All right. Bye, guys. We love you so much.
Thank you so much for listening to just two of us today.
I know. I think we did it.
Yeah, we done it.
Okay. Bye.
All right, bye. I don't get it. Podcast.